And I'd like now to welcome Jason Cortland. He is co-director, writer, and lead actor in the film Now Forager, which screens today at 5 o'clock at the New Mexico History Museum. It's part of the Festival Eve event of the Santa Fe Film Festival, and it is followed by a three-course tasting menu at the Coyote Cafe and Q&A with Jason. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this is a narrative film. It's a story about a married couple who forage for mushrooms, and they cook professionally, and their relationship is kind of starting to fall apart. But it's as much about food as it is about the love story, and particularly mushrooms. Tell us the inspiration for the food part of the story.
Well, my co-director and I, Julia Halperin, started working on the story back in 2005, and we were really... It was really about the idea of why we didn't think that so many food movies got the cooking part right. And, you know, with the slow food movement being what it is around the world, you know, people are really more and more interested in not just, you know, cooking techniques, but also ingredients and gardening and canning. And we thought, you know, gosh, there's really an audience for a film that really gets the cooking part right.
It's interesting because the film really deals with the, what I guess you'd call, unglamorous side of working in the food industry and the challenges of making a living. And I think it's the first film I've ever seen or that I'm aware of that deals with both the amazing and beautiful qualities of good food and with basically the working class life of food preparation.
I think that that's definitely something that we're interested in. You know, there are a lot of great filmmakers who are working with, you know, realistic topics and realistic settings and characters today. You know, directors like Kelly Reichert and Ramin Barani are just two off the top of my head whose work we really like in the U.S. You know, I think that there's room out there for films that aren't just, you know, aren't just about entertainment, that are about kind of making a document about where we are in our economy and our culture. And, you know, both Julia and I have worked in restaurants in the past. You know, we both have day jobs while we make films. So working people and are the same people as we are as far as we're concerned.
Now, the character that you play, Lucian Echevarria, he's not, if I may say so, a particularly sympathetic person. He's kind of the anti-salesman. You know, he goes into a restaurant trying to sell his mushrooms, and he acts totally superior to the people he's trying to sell to. And at the same time, there's something really beautiful about him to me, the depth of the knowledge that he has and the commitment that he has, that both of them have. Are they based on real people?
Sure. You know, I think that there are a number of influences for that character, both, you know, from a writing point of view and from a performer point of view. It's definitely a character. It's more based on people that I know than on, you know, my own personal you know, experience and personality. Thankfully, or else I don't know everybody would tolerate me all the time if it were a little bit too much based on myself. But, you know, a character like that, you know, the film is really an investigation of compromise. And I think that you can't be worried about being likable if you're challenging the notions of what food and work and society are holding up as valuable. And Lucian is somebody who really sticks to his guns, and there are scenes and situations in the film that I think that a lot of people, you know, can't see from his point of view, and then there are definitely times when it turns a corner and you definitely do empathize with him.
Well, this, I mean, I think probably those who haven't worked in the food industry at all really don't know what goes into it and don't know how big a difference there is between one kitchen and the next. And so the ingredients above all, which is a lot of the focus of this movie, you have people like Lucian Echevarria going to the back doors of restaurants with these absolutely gorgeous mushrooms that he's picked. And either they want them or they don't. And the ones that don't are getting these sort of plastic packaged things whose quality in every way is going to be so much lower. And it's just, like, watching it, I think, is just an education about things like that.
Yeah, we definitely were focused on making a back-of-the-house food movie. You know, so many, and there's some great food movies that have come before us. We're big fans of Babette's Feast, for example. But a lot of the movies that have come before are more about eating than they are about cooking. And we really wanted to focus on the back of the house, everything that happens before the food hits the plate. And I think that there's definitely a different kind of intimacy that you can get access to by focusing on those particular spaces, not only just in the kitchens themselves, but out in the actual woods and the actual seasons where certain types of mushrooms are found.
Now, both the character of Lucian and his wife Regina are of Basque origin. Do you have a particular connection to Basque cooking or Basque country?
You know, I grew up on the West Coast between Northern California and Oregon, and, you know, there are a lot of Basque immigrants in that part of the country. Before I started writing the script, I was fortunate enough to get some time in a great Basque chef's kitchen, Gerald Tiragoyan in San Francisco, in his restaurant Piperad, and his other restaurant, Bocadillos. And, you know, I just was able to kind of watch how his operation runs and ask him lots of questions about his cooking. And I just think that from a culinary standpoint, you know, they're a culture that really has a close connection with foraging, with hunting mushrooms and wild foods, and also fishing, which are both part of our story. And this is really, you know, it's more a story about Basque Americans, about second generation, a second generation culture, and kind of dealing with that tension between the lessons that your grandparents taught you and kind of what's being assimilated by being an American. So I think that there are people of my generation who are really kind of going back to those lessons of our grandparents and going back to more traditional ideas of you know, where our families came from in Europe or elsewhere in the world, and finding some comfort in that.
What is your own background in cooking and in mushroom foraging?
Well, my interest in mushrooms, you could say it started before I was born. My grandfather was poisoned by a mushroom a couple of years before I was even on the earth, and he survived that poisoning. So even though we were a big fishing, hunting, and foraging family, mushrooms were sort of forbidden in the home for a number of years until I was a good rebellious teenager and started wanting to study and bring them home. And I had some great teachers along the way who had studied with San Francisco Mycological Society and some of the different mycological societies in the Northwest. And then when I moved to New York in 2006, I joined the New York Mycological Society, and now I'm very actively involved with that club, and I edit their newsletter.
So this film takes place on the East Coast, New York City, New England, that area, and you presumably did all the cinematography there locally. Is that correct? Did you have to learn a whole new kind of world of East Coast mushrooms and seasons and that kind of thing?
Definitely. You know, we spent about, I would say, 3 years just kind of rewriting the story for the East Coast and for those species, and really getting grounded with the local differences and there are quite a few dramatic differences between how things grow on the East Coast and what grows there and the West Coast. As I mentioned, the New York Mycological Society became a second family for us. They took us in and really helped us adapt our knowledge to that specific environment. And I really consider them some of my closest friends now.
This is a low-budget independent film. It's very well done. It's very well edited. How did you pull it off? I take it this is your first film?
our first feature. Julia and I have been working together for 16 years on short films, and we also programmed a film festival in Austin, Texas for a number of years. And so it was definitely a challenge to make a film on as little money as we had. And so we had to be very smart and creative about how we were going to get our production value in other ways without spending money. Shooting over the course of about 18 months to get actual mushroom species and actual seasons for all of our exteriors, that was a big investment of time, and we knew that that would be something that would show on the screen without having to spend any actual money on that. We just needed to be committed to being out there in the woods quite a lot, even without our crew, to get additional B-roll footage, but that we had lots and lots and lots of mushrooms to choose from.
Well, and that is a beautiful part of the movie, is just that the cinematography, the photography of these beautiful, I want to say creatures, like these beautiful pieces of life on this planet, as well as the shots of cooking, of being in kitchens and making albondigas and all kinds of delicious things that made your mouth water. Speaking of which, what's on the menu tonight?
That's a surprise for me. I've been a fan of the Coyote Cafe for a number of years. I own their cookbook, and I have no idea what they're going to cook. I kind of want to keep it a surprise.
Ah, okay. Well, we look forward to seeing you there. Jason Cortland is co-director, writer, and lead actor in the film Now Forager, which screens today at 5 o'clock at the New Mexico History Museum. And once again, it's part of the Festival Eve event of the Santa Fe Film Festival. It's followed by a three-course tasting menu at the Coyote Cafe. And you will be there answering questions, is that right?
Absolutely. Ask any question you like. I'm happy to answer.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we'll see you then.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having us on.